Hello, podcast listeners. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your time with me. Hopefully, some of these tips are helping you in your daily lives to take better photos of your friends, families, and all that fun stuff. In order to provide better context, whenever you do have the opportunity, feel free to swing by my YouTube channel, youtube.com/EMTfilms. The link is in the description in every podcast. Also, follow me on Instagram, where I post behind the scenes on everything that you hear or see in my different outlets. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic day. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out. Today, I'm going to share with you 5 reasons why I like the Smooth Mobile Part 2. Now, you might be asking, EMT, you already did a 5 reasons why you like Smooth Mobile. Why are you doing Part 2? And full disclaimer, I am collaborating with Smooth. I do, however, love this product. I use it almost every day. Every single vlog that I did from E3 has been filmed with the Smooth Mobile and my iPhone. Now, over the past couple of months, Smooth has been updating their software, and they actually added a couple things to the packaging. I feel it's gonna benefit a lot of people. And since summer is in full swing, a lot of people traveling, capturing memories, I figured, why not? Let's do a part 2. All right, reason number 1. The Smooth Mobile now includes a small tripod and a soft case. This is fantastic if you're trying to do object tracking, if you're trying to do time lapses or motion time lapses going from point A to point B. You don't necessarily have to buy an additional little tripod to do that, but now it comes in the packaging. This is great value for the same price. And it now comes with a soft case that's actually very useful. I personally put my gimbals in my backpack. I have 2 compartments for 2 gimbals at the bottom of my backpack, but they're always kind of loose. And some of these boxes that most gimbals come in are bulky or thick, and they don't quite fit in most backpacks. I'm very happy that they're including this because now I'm not gambling with other things scratching and messing up my Smooth Mobile. Reason number 2, how many of you hate it when you've been recording a time lapse for over 10 minutes? You get a calendar event, a pop-up notification, or something from another app that pulls you away and it stops recording. The Smooth Mobile app does not stop recording when you get a notification. This is so annoying, but I'm so happy that now notifications don't interrupt. If you get a phone call, you might get interrupted. I would recommend enabling airplane mode and do not disturb mode at the same time. I even turn off cellular just in case, but I'm very happy that the notifications don't stop recording. So this is huge, 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 especially when you're spending 10, 20, 30 minutes recording a time lapse. So awesome, I love this. Reason number 3, you might have seen this in my channel before, but the Smooth Mobile supports GoPro without any adapter. We didn't cover this on the first 5 reasons, so this is awesome. A lot of people have been requesting me to talk about this, and I did. There's a video in the description that talks about how to use the Smooth Mobile and the GoPro together with no adapter. All you really have to do is flip the phone grip to portrait orientation. That way you can fit the GoPro in the opening. Make sure everything is leaning towards the opposite side of the motors, that way you can achieve good balance. And then the rest is history. The GoPro is gonna be looking at you, but in order to record what's in front of you, just simply flip the gimbal and go blind, so to speak. Now, I've been getting a lot of comments about this on the internet. Hey, I wanna be able to see the LCD screen. Well, GoPro has never been about looking at the small little LCD screen. You just hit the record button and you're almost guaranteed that you're gonna be able to capture the moments since it has such a wide angle. If you do need to see the LCD, there are different adapters that you can still use with the Smooth Mobile that will give you that capability, but you don't necessarily need it if you want to use it run and gun and film right away. Reason number 4, the Smooth Mobile is compatible with a native camera app and actually Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, you name it. And this is because the Smooth Mobile connects directly to the phone. So if you feel like creating a boomerang on Instagram or just recording a snap with the Smooth Mobile, that will definitely raise the bar as far as your quality goes on Instagram. So, and as a bonus tip, if you hold the trigger in the back of the gimbal and press the mode button at the same time, the gimbal will rotate to portrait orientation, making it even easier to record those really crispy boomerangs. Reason number 5, the Smooth Mobile app has been updated with manual controls. And now with the slider, you can not only control the zoom, but also the focus. ISO, white balance, exposure compensation, you name it. This is very, very useful because you'll have more control if you are looking to step up your game in terms of cinematic shots and filmmaking. This gives you that ability. And since we can do this, now you'll be able to do vertical shots, which we did a video, links in the description, and you can do object tracking during time lapses too, which is fantastic, opening the door for hyperlapses and other awesome ways to capture the content you want to capture. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section down below. If you want to see more content recorded with Smooth Mobile, check out my Smooth Vlog playlist, which I go behind the scenes on a weekly basis with the Smooth Mobile. Thank you guys so much for taking your time and hanging out with me. Until next one.